Hi guys, welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. Today we are actually going to be talking about giving back. Now, I don't know if I made a podcast about this in the past, but I did want to talk about this now because Christmas is in 2 weeks. Now, I don't know if you guys know this. Like I said before, I don't know if I talked about this, but every single day of December, from December 1st to December 25th, which is Christmas, I will be giving away $10 to 25 different organizations. Now, I love doing this out of the kindness of my heart. So I love to see the impact that just the $10 can give to an organization. I love to see how much money each organization, I don't know how to articulate this, like, what I'm trying to say. So, like, I want to see how much your money gets put to use by each of those organizations. Now, like I said, I'm going to have a website with all of the donation pages that I actually donated to. So, if you did want to check that out, you can go to DemetriusRiggio.com/donate. So, that website is already up, but I only have the first day. I'm a little bit behind on the website because I really don't have the chance before to go through and add all of the links that I used, but I'm going to be doing that like right after this podcast, so it's going to be up by Thursday. All of the donation pages that I donated to thus far. So, just in case anybody else wanted to donate. So, obviously, the first day was Team Trees. The second day was Team Seas. I can just go down the list because I already have a list of all the organizations I donated to. The third day was Toys for Tots. The fourth day was Susan G. Komen, which is a cancer society. The fifth day was Feeding America. Sixth day was American Cancer Society, another cancer donation center. The seventh day was Operation Christmas Child. Eighth day was Make-A-Wish. Ninth day was Prison Fellowship, which gives the Bibles to prisoners. I forgot what. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So day 10 is Gift of Hunger Relief. Day 11 is American Red Cross. Day 12 is Toy Box. Day 13 is World Vision. Day 15, I think, is Boys and Girls Club, St. Jude, YMCA, Goodwill, Food for the Poor, Direct Relief, Step Up for Kids, Young Life, Disabled American Workers, World Central Kitchen, Crisis Text Line, and American Humane. So, that's all of the organizations that I will donate to this year, and I already donated to this year. And I feel like it's very, very important if you do have the chance, if you do have the extra funds in your bank account, if you do have the kindness inside of your heart to give back a little bit this year, then I would definitely do that. Because why not? Why not give back a little? What do you have to lose by seeing somebody else benefit with the extra cash that you have? Because I for sure don't need that extra $250 sitting in my bank account right now. I mean, yeah, it would be nice to have that, but do I need it? No. So I would like to give it back to people, especially this year, especially last year. I donated, but every year I do want to step it up because I know every single year I'm going to be making more money than the last year. So I want to step it up every single year. So this year is 250, maybe next year is going to be 300. Last year was, I think, just $50. $50 last year. So this year is $250. Next year is going to be like 300. And I feel like everyone should do the same because each year. Okay, yeah. So I do feel like it is important to donate more every single year because of the fact that there is something called inflation. And yes, you do not particularly have to do this. And I'm not going to hold myself to this standard, but I just want to make sure that this year I did donate $10 per day until Christmas. Now, as you may hear, my dog is literally crying at the door. I don't know why. I'm just gonna let him out really quick. Okay, so I just let him out. Let me just fix myself over here. Okay, so I did talk about that. I did want to talk about Mr. Beast because Mr. Beast has been my biggest inspiration through all of this. Mr. Beast is the main reason why I want to donate that much money. Mr. Beast, thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for all of that, all of the things that you do to give back to the community. Thank you for being my inspiration every single day. So I did want to give a quick shout out to Mr. Beast. Now, if you don't know who Mr. Beast is, let me just give you a brief description of who he is and what he stands for. Mr. Beast is a YouTuber that regularly gives back to the community, regularly gives back to the viewers of his channel, and he usually gives away a lot of money just for his competition. So if you look up Mr. Beast on YouTube, you would see that his most popular video is the Squid Games recreation. He literally recreated Squid Games and gave away $350,000. That's a lot. He said that that video costed over $2 million to do. So that's just ridiculous that something like a YouTuber, Mr. Beast, would literally spend $2 million on a YouTube video. That's crazy. That's like Netflix budget. But he gives very, very good content, and you're gonna be addicted to his videos if you start watching him. So I definitely think that you guys should check him out. I also was very much. I looked up to Mark Rover, which is another YouTuber that helped give back. So like him and Mr. Beast teamed up to do Team Seas, which every single $1 that you donate, they pick up 1 pound of trash inside of the ocean. And Team Trees, which every single $1 you donate, they plant one tree. So they raise multiple millions of dollars. They raise $20 million with Team Trees. And I'm not sure where they're at exactly with Team C's at the moment, but I know that it's pretty high. It's a pretty high number. Because everyone just wants to donate also. And I feel like that's the most important thing. If everyone wants to come together and fix the world like everyone says that they want to, then put your money where your mouth is. I want to fix the world. Let's put my money where my mouth is. So, I feel like that's the most important thing people should do. If you really want to change something, you be the change that you want to see. If you want to see less trash in the ocean, yeah, you could start having paper straws or metal straws reusing. And then you can also donate to companies that are cleaning out the trash out of the ocean so they can help the problem that you want to solve. I mean, it makes sense, right? So, you might as well do it. So, that's my view on things. That's my take on donating, and I don't donate it for personal gain because what personally am I gaining from giving away money? So I don't know if anybody's thinking this, so I want to clear that off right. I want to nip that right in the butt. I'm not doing this for personal gain because I'm not gaining anything from donating my money. Okay? I also have a feeling that other people are going to start doing the same thing, and I love it. Okay, if you guys want to do the same exact thing, please be my guest. Please, please donate. The more people that donate, the more things that we can help cause good things in the world. The more good things we can cause in the world, the more good things that we can cause in the world, the better the world will be. So that's my take on everything. Now, I love doing this podcast, obviously, so I want to keep going. And I'm just trying to think of a story that just happened. Okay, so I want to talk about some of my pet peeves. Now, sometimes my pet peeves really, really, really annoy me. And sometimes my pet peeves, I can kind of ignore them. And I think everyone is in the same exact boat when it comes to this. Maybe not, maybe so. But I know this is a huge topic change from the beginning of this podcast, but it's okay. Shh, don't worry about it. So, everyone's pet peeves are different, obviously. And I feel like everyone has their, I would say, their scale of which, when they get annoyed at each of their pet peeves. And I do talk about pet peeves a lot, okay? I do talk about pet peeves a lot, but I love talking about pet peeves, so why not? So, my scale, it depends on the day. Honestly, I don't know why it depends on the day so heavily. If I don't get a lot of sleep, I'm just short-tempered. And if I have a pet peeve already, and then somebody just annoys me a little bit, that's it. Like, I'm just done. I'm like, no, I'm not feeling today at all. One of my pet peeves is people cutting me off when I'm driving or talking, okay? Or walking away from me while I'm talking to them. That's disrespectful. In everyone's book, that's very disrespectful. Another one of my pet peeves is people... Let me see here. I'm trying to think of how to articulate this. People not knowing what they want to order when they come in a restaurant. Like, yeah, I get, like, if you're sitting down and you don't know what you want to eat, yeah, that's a different story. But if you go to a restaurant and you don't know what to eat, like a fast-paced restaurant, and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm all set. And then you're like, and you're still looking at the menu. Like, why even say you're all set if you don't know what you want to eat? Because if you did not know, I work at a restaurant, so I get to deal with these people all the time. So they're just like, okay, and then they're just sitting there wasting your time. You could be doing other things. I think this is what they don't realize. While they're choosing what to eat for dinner, lunch, you could be doing other things. You could be stocking everything up. You could be making other food. But no, you have to just sit there and wait for them to choose what they want to eat. Now, I don't think that they fully thought this through. The fact that they came to a restaurant, okay, and they are just wasting time. I don't think they really thought this through. Excuse me. Because they didn't. Okay. They really could care less, honestly. Also, even if they did think this through, they could just care less. Because that's just how people are. I feel like everyone should just look, okay, look online, look on the menu, look on everything before you even call too. Because we have a lot of people that just call the restaurant to just waste time. They're like, and they don't know what they want. And they're like, Billy, what do you want? They're like calling out in the background. Like, you didn't ask before you called. Like, my grandma, she's really good at this, right? She literally, before she calls a restaurant, she has a piece of paper and she asks each person that she's with what they want. And then she orders, okay? That's a really good person, okay? Everyone should do this. And you should look at the menu and make sure that everything you have on your list matches, okay? And then you should just double check on where you're ordering. Because, yeah, sometimes I can be at fault for this too. Because one time I ordered at one location and it was supposed to be the other. I did this 2 times. Now, I get where customers are coming from, but all the time when people do this, all the time, they're always looking on a different menu. Like, they search the restaurant name that I work at, and then there's another location at a different city next to us, and it's not related to us at all. It's just the same name. It's just in a different location. So they're constantly calling us to order stuff that we don't have, and then we're like, do you want to order from this place in this city, or are you ordering from this place in this city? And they're like, oh, and then they hang up. Like, you just wasted our time because you didn't want to double check the location. Like, I wish that, yeah, it was connected, because then we would be like, okay, what's the order that you just got? Okay. Like, but we also need to start saying the location of where we are, because that'll help situate the situation. But like at the same exact time, 99% of the customers that are calling are actually our customers, not the other place's customers. So it's like at the same exact time, we really don't want to waste the time of literally saying, oh, this restaurant name in this city, how's it going? Because I feel like that'll be totally different than what I'm used to, because I'm used to just seeing the restaurant name and then taking their order. I'll try it. I'll say city that we're in and then restaurant name, because I feel like that's a lot better, honestly. But I'll try that on Monday. See how that works. See how I feel doing it. If I don't really feel at all, then I will just stop doing it. That simple. So I feel like everyone should have a takeaway from this video. Okay, I think everyone already knows the takeaway. Okay, I spent most of this video talking about it. Another one of my pet peeves. Damn, I'm jumping around over here. I'm sorry, guys. Another one of my pet peeves is, oh, I have a story to tell you. Not even a pet peeve, but I just have a story. So, I was getting my hair cut, okay? I was like 10, right? 10, maybe 11. I was getting my hair cut. This was 6, 7 years ago. And I went to Crew Cuts, which is a barber place next to the city that I live in. We visited a different city just to go to this Crew Cuts because my aunt was saying, oh, they're so good, they're so good. So I decided to try it out. I went there and wasn't good. It really was not good, guys. I got my hair cut and they were combing my hair, right? They were stabbing my scalp with the comb. Okay, this doesn't make any sense. Why the hell would they do this? Okay, they were literally stabbing me. They were like stabbing me with the comb. It hurt so bad. I don't know why they even did this. And I looked at the wall. I was literally like tearing up. Like it hurt and I was all red. And then I looked at the wall and she was barber certified. Like, what? Are you good? Like, how do you have your barber certification? Did you kill it all? Just so you can get your barber certification. So then we ended up checking out, and I was stupid, and I still gave her a dollar tip. Like, I shouldn't have gave her anything. Like, I was stupid at the time. Oh my god. I was like, I'm gonna show you. I'm only gonna give you a dollar. So, maybe I could have gave her, like, 10 cents. Yeah, here's your 10 cents tip. I didn't appreciate your service. It's not like I forgot to tip you. It's that you're just unappreciated because I don't like you. So I never went there again. Okay, and I feel like that's better. See, sometimes if you're mad at the waiter, waitress, the server that you had, you can intentionally leave 10 cents tip. And they'll realize, okay, what did I do wrong here? And I feel like that's a lot better than tipping them a dollar, tipping them nothing, because then if you tip them nothing, they're just like, oh, well, they just forgot to tip. So that's what I do. That's what I'm going to start doing. So I think we're going to sum this up because my dog's just over here crying to go outside. I think he needs to go boo boo, but I'll let you guys know what actually happens from Winston's next week. Thank you all for watching, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Bye. Winston.